Welcome to the audio briefing on the most important topics concerning O2 Telefonica.
Today's top stories at a glance. Wywo.de examines the challenging German mobile market where Telefonica faces falling profits amid fierce price competition and talks of strategic moves including a potential merger with Vodafone. Libera Germany shifts from an ethno-prepaid model to a full MVNO on Telefonica's network as it transitions to postpaid offerings while addressing SIM registration hurdles and expanding roaming services. And at O2, Telefonica's base camp in Berlin, industry stakeholders including Deutsche Bahn explore the need to enhance onboard train connectivity to meet rising bandwidth demands.
Both Frankfurter Allgemeine Zeitung and Chip.de report on Vodafone's extensive initiative to protect mobile users from scam calls, emphasizing the critical role of its automated warning system. According to the Frankfurter Allgemeine Zeitung, between the end of April and mid-November, Vodafone issued around 41 million scam warnings across Germany, averaging 210,000 warnings per day. The system is designed to safeguard users during times of increased fraudulent activity, particularly in the busy pre-holiday season when scammers attempt to obtain personal information or money. The report highlights that only 12% of calls flagged with a fraud warning are answered, unlike the 60% answer rate for calls without warnings, demonstrating the system's effectiveness. Meanwhile, Chip.de provides additional details about Vodafone's efforts since the system's launch in May 2025, noting that peak activity was recorded on the 27th of May 2025, when the system issued over 660,000 warnings in a single day. The article from Chip.de also explains that criminals take advantage of the hectic holiday season to exploit customers through digital communications, and despite the robust measures, evolving tactics, such as the manipulation of caller ID, can sometimes allow fraudulent calls to bypass the system. The reports from both sources underline the need for continued vigilance and suggest measures such as using a secondary number for public registrations to further protect personal data in an ongoing effort to combat fraud.
Wywo.de provides an analysis regarding the challenging situation in the German mobile network market, suggesting that the presence of four operators might be excessive. The article states that despite the introduction of a fourth operator, the major network players are failing to keep pace with inflation, and profits for companies like Telefonica have dropped significantly. It is reported that fierce price competition since 1&1 entered the market has driven revenues down, putting pressure on investments required for digital infrastructure. The publication notes that there are emerging talks of potential moves by Telefonica to reclaim portions of the 1&1 customer base, although a simple switch of the roaming partner would not solve the underlying issues. Furthermore, experts mentioned by Wywo.de indicate that a merger between Vodafone and Telefonica could be a viable solution to strengthen market stability, albeit facing potential regulatory challenges.
The first report from Golem.de outlines Libera's strategic shift from a traditional ethno-prepaid model to a full MVNO operating on Telefonica's network. The article details how Libera Germany is transitioning to a postpaid offering and emphasizes that proper registration of SIM cards by dealers is central to this change. In an effort to ensure network integrity, Libera is separating from unreliable dealers who do not meet the registration standards. The report also mentions that the company built key mobile network components, such as parts of the EPC and the IM centrally in Europe, which allowed a rapid introduction of features like eSIM for both postpaid and prepaid customers. Despite these improvements, Libera experienced a reduction of 300,000 customers due to issues with customer data and service overload, leading the company to streamline its tariff offerings and expand its roaming services across more than 110 countries.
The second article from InsideDigital.de examines current challenges and developments in train connectivity, focusing on the limitations of onboard WLAN and the evolution of mobile network services. It explains that the discussion hosted by O2 Telefonica's base camp in Berlin brought together Deutsche Bahn, policymakers, and mobile network providers to address the frequent shortcomings of the train's internet service. According to the technical lead at Deutsche Bahn, the onboard system was never intended to support high simultaneous usage, such as hundreds of concurrent video conferences, and depends primarily on the public mobile network, which has seen significant recent investments. O2 Telefonica's representative, Valentina Diber, shared her personal experiences of improved connectivity through ongoing upgrades, yet she cautioned that future demands for higher bandwidth and multiple simultaneous applications call for further enhancements. The article concludes by highlighting that while onboard WLAN offers a basic service level, the long-term solution lies in strengthening direct mobile network connectivity along railway routes, ensuring consistent and robust data rates for travelers.
Today's media briefing highlights a recent development reported by computerbuild.de on telecom's fiber optic rollout and its related challenges. The report explains that while fiber optic infrastructure has been made available to 11.8 million households, companies, and public institutions in Germany, only 16.1% of these have contracted a fiber service. Telecom's management, including CEO Tim Höttges and CFO Christian Illek, expressed disappointment with the slow subscription uptake despite the record increase of 155,000 fiber-to-the-home customers in the third quarter. The article further notes that while the infrastructure is largely in place, issues persist in apartment blocks where cables do not extend into individual apartments, and challenges remain due to strict regulations and resistance from large landlords. In addition, the report details that the German division of Telekom has reduced its staff by 4.4% amid broader global trends and increased deployment of AI to streamline operations. Although management clarified that the primary goal is not to cut jobs, but to enhance productivity and develop new expertise. Overall, computerbuild.de presents a cautious view. While extensive investments in fiber optic technology are seen as strategically correct, the slow rate of contract signing and infrastructural obstacles, particularly in multifamily dwellings, indicate that further regulatory and operational adjustments will be needed to fully monetize these investments.
The Horizont.net article discusses the current market momentum regarding ID-secured advertising inventories and its implications for the open web. The article explains that the second half of the year has seen a prominent industry focus on enabling advertisers and media agencies to deploy deterministic identifiers across diverse channels, such as display, digital video, audio, and digital out-of-home, thus providing scalable, cross-platform, and measurable ad contacts with real individuals. It is reported that the integration of ID systems like NetID and Utique is being pushed by key industry players, and publishers are expected to implement these solutions more swiftly to create a competitive alternative to the walled garden platforms. Notable industry voices cited by Horizont.net, including Mike Abel from OWM, Carsten Schwecke from RTL Deutschland, and executives from Media Impact and IQ Digital, underscore that while the technological foundation is largely in place, the next step involves active budget commitment from advertisers and agencies to drive return on investment. The article also highlights how additional initiatives by companies such as Axel Springer and United Internet Media, which are integrating multiple identifier solutions, are critical to developing a well-connected, robust, open web environment, even as some large players like 71 Media and Ströer have yet to provide their perspectives.
The Heist.de article opens with a report on a U.S. court accepting the antitrust lawsuit filed by Elon Musk's company XAI against Apple and OpenAI. It is alleged that Apple and OpenAI conspired illegally to hinder competition in the AI sector, specifically affecting the visibility of Musk's AI chatbot Grok. The complaint argues that Apple's practices prevent other apps from reaching top positions in the App Store, which is viewed as a breach of antitrust law. As a result, both companies are now required to respond in writing to the allegations. This development signals a tightening regulatory focus on potential anti-competitive behavior in the technology industry.
In another section, the Heist.de article details the progress of Dream Chaser, described as the unofficial successor to the Space Shuttle. The spacecraft has recently completed a series of critical tests as it prepares for its intended missions. Earlier plans to fly a cargo mission to the International Space Station by mid-2025 did not materialize, and the new schedule now targets the fourth quarter of 2026 for the first mission. Although the exact future role of Dream Chaser remains undetermined with the NASA ISS contract no longer being viable, the vehicle continues to be developed. This marks an important milestone, although its eventual application in space transport is still under discussion.
The report also covers Meta's long-standing strategy in the realm of virtual and augmented reality, as outlined by an internal memo from Mark Zuckerberg. According to the Heist.de article, Meta invested nearly $100 billion in what was envisioned to become the next major computing platform after the smartphone era. Despite this enormous investment, the tangible benefits and returns of Meta's metaverse endeavors have yet to be realized. The article questions the balance between visionary ambitions and practical outcomes for Meta. This situation is presented as a cautionary note on the challenges of translating visionary technology investments into profit.
Another focus of the article is on the current challenges in online education within Germany. Heise.de reports that recent decisions by the Federal Court of Justice have brought nearly all online webinars and courses under the strict regulations of the Distance Learning Act. Without state accreditation, the contracts for these digital education offerings are declared void, allowing participants to reclaim all fees post-course completion. This legal shift creates significant implications for the rapidly evolving digital training and continuing education market. It underscores the difficulties providers face in aligning modern teaching methods with long-standing regulatory frameworks.
In addition, the Heist.de article addresses the German government's new policy regarding the future 6G network. Chancellor Merz announced plans to use only domestically produced components in these networks, and explicitly stated that no parts from China will be allowed. The policy is part of a broader effort to enhance digital sovereignty and reduce dependency on foreign technology, including components from the USA and major tech companies. Although the specific criteria for what qualifies as self-produced were not detailed, this move is expected to be a central topic at the upcoming European Summit on Digital Sovereignty. It represents a substantial shift in the strategy for national telecommunications infrastructure.
Lastly, the article concludes with a series of additional brief updates on a variety of topics. Further points include judicial actions to impose limits on lengthy IT device data scans, warnings about malicious USB sticks reportedly sent to several parliamentary offices, and the availability of the InMo Air 3 smart glasses on Kickstarter. It also mentions a creative repurposing of an IKEA induction charger into an elegant charging station. Notes that Microsoft 365 has been approved for data protection compliance in Hessen under specific conditions, and reports an IT security incident at Logitech involving a zero-day vulnerability. Additional brief notes address a decline in online freedom in Germany, upcoming EU discussions on digital sovereignty, speculation about a future leadership change at Apple, and Anthropic's efforts to thwart a largely autonomous, AI-driven cyber attack.
The Handelsblatt article titled Germany and France, Ministers Demand More Sovereignty, highlights the imperative for Europe to reduce its dependency on the United States and China, and to take proactive measures toward digital sovereignty. The piece notes that both France and Germany are preparing to advance their shared digital strategy at an upcoming digital summit in Berlin, with ministers Benjamin Haddad and Günther Kretschbaum emphasizing that existing dependencies in critical infrastructure, such as those seen with Chinese-sourced components and global tech platforms, present significant risks. The article explains that while France advocates a state-led approach for cloud services and AI development that aligns with European data protection standards, Germany favors a market-driven strategy, yet both agree on the importance of establishing more resilient and autonomous systems. Focus is also placed on the strategic investments needed to boost European innovation ecosystems and on the challenges posed by bureaucratic barriers within the single market, which may hinder the swift development of domestic alternatives to global services. Additionally, the discussion extends to the precarious state of the Future Combat Air System, FCAS project, a joint German-French-Spanish initiative where unresolved issues like intellectual property rights underscore the challenges of transnational defense collaborations. a matter that provides important context for understanding future regulatory and technological landscapes relevant to telecommunications stakeholders such as Telefonica.
That was the current overview of the key topics for O2 Telefonica. Thank you for listening.
This briefing was generated with the help of artificial intelligence by Artically.